This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The meeting is starting at 8:40 p.m. Eastern on January the 30th, 2014. I am Heather Gray, the Vice Chair of the Board, along with Richard Uzel, Secretary of the Board, and Summer Reese, Executive Director. The purpose of the meeting this evening is to see the new delegates to the Board, and I'm going to ask the Secretary to please call the roll, and when he calls the roll, and the delegates have affirmed that they are here, then they are seated on the Board of Directors. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Please ask people to mute their phones.
Yes, I must apologize. We are doing the roll call. It might be a little bit hard, but I'm going to ask people to please mute your phones when you're not speaking, because usually there's a lot of noise from all these phones. So please mute your phone. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll?
I think we lost the secretary.
We might have lost the secretary. Richard, are you there?
Okay, that's one of the things with these phone meetings. You get cut off sometimes.
Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I called out the last name of the people, and forgive me for butchering your name. Okay, Edward Steger.
Brian's here.
Thank you, Brian. Coburn?
Here.
Thank you. Fuentes, Robin?
Here.
Thank you. Wilkinson?
Here.
Thank you. Brown?
Here.
Thank you.
Well, who?
Jim Brown.
Okay.
Diaz?
Present.
Thank you. King? Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman? Can't hear you, Tony. Arqueta?
Rodrigo?
Arqueta?
Yeah,
here. Did I get it close? Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Fine, Arqueta.
Brazan?
Here.
Thank you. Kaufman?
Here.
Thank you. Reyes?
Here.
Thank you. Casaneva?
Adriana here.
Thank you. Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank. Ryder?
Here.
Thank you. Uzel here.
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Saba?
Present.
Thank you.
Present.
Got you. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewart? I think she asked
she has
for an excused absence, right?
Yes,
okay.
She has.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum. And I've got the one, Janice Lane Ewart is an excused absence.
Tony Norman present.
Tony, got you. Okay, are there any other excused absences requested?
I'm not aware of any others.
Okay, you might ask if there's any objection to that.
Are there any objections, actually, to this excused absence from Janice Lane Ewart? Hearing none, we have an excused absence. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. We have, as the agenda this evening that you all received a little bit earlier, not too long ago actually, is that in order for us to learn more about each other on this new board, we're going to ask that each board member state the station they're representing, something about their involvement with media or their interest in media, and also if they'd like to make a statement about some of what they'd like discussed in Washington, that would be helpful. So are there any objections to doing that?
This is Margie. I have a question.
Yes.
I was hoping that we would have your draft agenda. You sent us an email a while ago saying you were working on it, and I had responded with some suggestions. It seems like it would be easier to have this discussion tonight if we had your draft agenda in front of us.
Yes, Margie, we have been working really hard on this agenda. It finally has been sent to the office, but it was just today after we finally got up to the office. We will be sending out the agenda to everyone tomorrow, the outline of the agenda tomorrow to everyone. So it's a little bit hard for us to do that right now, but we would love to hear what other people would be interested in talking about in D.C., actually.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be difficult, but I had the impression from the email that you sent, I think basically to the coordinating committee, that there was going to be some discussion about the agenda. There's not going to be any discussion about the agenda till we get to D.C. Is that what I'm?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Because now I must say that this meeting this evening is to seat the new board members. Actually, that's the purpose, and that was the notice that went out. So if we, hypothetically this evening, if we are all introducing ourselves to each other and making some statement about what folks would like to discuss in Washington, then the meeting could be adjourned and informal discussion could continue with the board members to talk about the agenda if they'd like to do that.
On the same call is what you're saying.
It would be on the same call, but it would be an informal discussion. We would go off the screen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lydia. I'm sorry. Kim to the stack.
This is Lydia. I just have a question.
Go ahead, please.
And Benito to the stack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you say we would be off the stream? Why is that?
Be off the stream because the purpose of the meeting actually is to seat the delegates only. There's no other business to be conducted. At this meeting, that was the notice that went out. We're trying to be very careful about the notice under the CPB and SEC rules, but new board members can definitely talk about the agenda if they like. So that would be an informal session off the screen.
Okay. Well, of course, every meeting, it's the collective board that approves an agenda. So I would recommend that we formulate an agenda for this meeting that it include a discussion of our agenda in D.C. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else is on the stack?
Kim. Excuse me. Was that a motion?
And Benito.
Yes, it was.
Then I'd like to second it. Thank you.
Motion's been seconded.
Please type that up and send it out to us. Thank you.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, if you would address the motion that has just been offered, I'd appreciate that. Yes, go ahead.
Say again what the motion was.
The motion is...
Lydia, do you want to repeat the motion?
To add a discussion of the agenda for the in-person meeting on tonight's agenda.
Okay, well, my understanding is that the agenda is sent out before. I mean, I guess you can change. I guess you can procedurally vote to change the motion, but it was noticed just to seat the delegates. And can I make a substitute motion to approve the agenda that Heather sent out before the meeting?
I second that motion, Janet Coleman.
Yes, thank you. All right,
Janet Coburn, stack.
Coleman.
Coburn.
No,
Benito's on the stack.
This is Janet Coburn.
Sorry.
Stack. I'm requesting to be on the stack.
I think Benito, you're on the stack as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is Lawrence Reyes.
I'll go to Janet.
I'm sorry, Heather. This is Serene. Did you not hear me?
No,
no
I
we
didn't.
Didn't.
I'm sorry. Didn't hear you.
Lawrence Reyes in the stack.
I got you, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Benito, please go ahead.
I would like, I'm a little bit slow, and so I would like the chair to repeat again the rationale for the agenda that she just put forward, and I would also request, Heather, that you explain how it is that you get to determine what could possibly be on the agenda for today. How do you get to determine, on what authority do you determine what kind of notice goes out and therefore controlling the type of meeting that is to be had?
Thank you, Benito. Okay, so this meeting was a special meeting of the board. The notice that went out was for the seating of delegates only. And so as far as notice of the we have about what, about SEC and CPB.
I'm asking you to explain
no,
all
I,
of that.
That's part of my explanation. So the seating of the delegates actually at a board meeting is that once the roll call has been made, the delegates are then seated on the PNB. So we didn't want to just have this roll call and then adjourn the meeting. We wanted to provide the opportunity for board members to say something about themselves, where they're from, something about their interest in media, and something about what they would like discussed in Washington. That's why we put this on the agenda. And then the meeting would adjourn because that's the end of the seating of the delegates on the PNB. What I'm saying, though, if people want to continue with the discussion about the meeting in Washington, that can be done in an informal session. They don't have to get off the phone. The discussion can be continued. It just will not be streamed.
Excuse me, Heather. That response is not responsive.
Okay.
I'm asking on what authority and on what FCC type or whatever basis, what are you referring to, FCC requirements or something, regulations or whatever? I don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me, on process.
I'm sorry,
Heather.
I'm sorry,
Heather,
Margie.
I just want to make it.
If you would please be recognized.
Is there a stack?
Margie, I have a stack here, so
fine.
I have
well, could
to
put me on the stack, please. Put me on the stack, please.
Yes, I will definitely put you on the stack.
Thank you.
Thank you. Serene?
I'm waiting for an answer.
No, just hang on.
I'm sorry, you're waiting for an answer. Okay, so let me see. Let me go back to your question. I am the vice chair of the board. I am chairing the meeting, and so I was sending out this notice for the agenda. And that's what we're discussing right now, Benito, is the agenda that was sent out.
That's right.
We have a motion from Lydia to have a discussion this evening about the agenda in D.C. There was a substitute motion, which was to accept the agenda that I sent out. So we're just having a discussion about the agenda as we speak.
That does not answer my questions. I know how to speak English. I read English. I can understand when people speak. So I heard you say the same thing three times.
Wait.
Now I am asking for the third time, on what authority do you control and determine what the scope of this meeting shall be, and on what are you referring to in terms of saying that FCC something requires that we only do this and not that?
Excuse me. On procedure.
I'm sorry, Mark, you have a question about procedure?
No,
I think
what I think the chair should say is that the body decides what the agenda is, and that's what we're doing, Benito. Lydia's made a motion. It was seconded. We're going to discuss it. Then we're going to vote on it. First, we'll vote on the substitute motion, and then we'll vote on Lydia's motion. So we determine what the agenda is. Heather has made a proposed agenda, but those of us who are members of this body will decide what the actual agenda is. So I don't think you need her explanation. We just need to move forward and have a conversation about what the agenda should be.
Point of information.
Thanks,
okay. This is Kim.
Point of information. And who's making the point of information? Yes.
This was a special. This was noticed as a special meeting to seat the delegates, a one-subject meeting. That is all that this meeting can deal with. It was not a regular meeting. It was not a special meeting. It was a one-subject meeting, I guess it's called a special meeting, the subject being to seat the delegates. That is what it was noticed for. You cannot add stuff to a specially noticed meeting of one subject.
Point of order, Chair.
I'm sorry. I have a stack here, and I'd like to go through the stack.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Serene is next. I have Serena's next.
There's a point of order. You have to take the point of order.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the point of order. Who's that from? Sorry.
That this was noticed as a special meeting, a one subject special meeting.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear Kim say point of order, so I'm not sure why she's speaking.
I did say
but I heard
Ray
a male
speak, and that is why I got
sorry.
Called on.
I'm sorry, everyone. Please,
Lawrence,
let the chair.
Lawrence,
Ray,
do you have a point of order?
Yes, I do.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
So it seems like your suggestion for the agenda is out of order, because on the very bottom of your proposed agenda, you note that regarding the discussion of meeting in D.C., please be aware that this meeting tonight is open, is an open meeting, and recommendations for discussion in D.C. cannot be about specific legal, personnel, or contractual issues, and those can only be referred to in executive session. So if we don't specifically
point of order, they can be referred to. They cannot be discussed.
Excuse me.
Janet, you're making a mistake.
But Lawrence, please finish your comment. Lawrence, go ahead.
Okay, so it seems like to me, as long as we don't get into proprietary type of information and be specific about it, then the agenda is open to amending and to placing items on that agenda. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for your comment.
And Benito to the stack.
I'm sorry, I have Serene. Go ahead, Serene. Benito, I've got you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
okay.
Serene.
So I thought on a point of order you had to take a position, Chair.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I think the reason we put this down there is that if we're asking people to make some comments about what they'd like discussed in Washington, that please don't refer to the specific legal, personnel, or contractual issues, because we can only discuss those in the executive session. It was not meant to expand upon the meeting tonight, just as a note of concern. That's why we put that down. So, all right, so I have Serene. Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so just a note, you know, when the board convenes and there's a quorum present, that constitutes a meeting. And to continue meeting after the stream is cut off makes it an executive session. At least that is my understanding. Perhaps Brian or someone can correct me. In which case that would be entirely improper, as we would not be discussing executive session matters in the executive session that you're trying to call. The fact is that we're a week away from an in-person meeting, the coordinating committee meeting, which should have helped build the agenda to next week, was scheduled and then canceled, and the chair failed to actually send out a notice, although we had time to have a meeting earlier this week. So we are where we are, and the fact is we can either decide now that we're going to spend an hour talking, you know, 45 minutes, whatever, I don't necessarily want to spend the night with you all, you know, talking about what next weekend is going to look like, or we can sit there in person and bumble through it and waste a lot of time. Certainly the public is at least entitled to know what the public comment times are going to be, and that should not be a one-person decision. And you keep saying we've been working. I'm not sure who the we. I don't know if that's the royal we or if you've been working with someone else. It hasn't happened with the coordinating committee, so I'd appreciate some clarification about that. But I don't believe we can simply move into a, quote, informal decision, informal discussion once we have quorum.
All right, thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair. We need a timer. We need a timer for our 90 seconds.
The Secretary, is that an order?
It's okay. Margie,
that was a point of order, Benito.
I know, but you don't get to start talking immediately after saying point of order.
I'll do the timing.
I say let's do a timing.
Thank you, Margie. It's appreciated.
I apologize.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for doing that. All right, now I have on the stack here, I have Lawrence. Lawrence, did you have additional comment? I had you on the stack, and then you had previously asked for a point of order. Do you have another comment you'd like to make?
Yes, just a real brief one. The body does get to determine whether the agenda is approved and whether agenda items could be added. That's for Robert Rules of Order. Thank you.
Thank you. Margie, I had
Hank
you
Lamb
also
for
on
the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that? Who was that?
Hank Lamb.
Hank, thank you, Hank. Margie,
thanks.
I had you on the stack here. Had you already made your comment?
It's fine. I just wanted to reiterate the fact that the body makes the decision about what the agenda is, and that's what we're doing right now.
Thank you. Denise, I had
this,
you on again.
Janet Cobrin, I asked to be on the stack a long time ago.
Oh, sorry, Janet. Put you on here. Absolutely.
Richard
Denise,
to the stack.
Benito, did you have an additional comment you'd like to make?
I did, but I can wait. Why don't we let Janet speak?
Okay. Janet?
Okay, so I will... I'd like to refer to myself as Janet K to distinguish myself from Janet Coleman. So that I think it would be good if everybody else did when they refer to me, or not just say Janet because it won't be clear which Janet.
Okay.
But my point is, and it's probably a point of information. First of all, I'm not quite sure what we're discussing. Are we discussing the agenda for today's meeting? And also, there was a motion about adding something to this agenda about the in-person meeting, and some reference to planning or discussing what would be on that agenda. And I don't know, has there been any work on that agenda by others before this meeting?
In response to your question, yes, there's been quite a bit of work done on the agenda, working with the national office, working with the folks in Washington, D.C., sending out a notice to some board members about what they want on the agenda. There has been quite a bit. But I might add that whatever is on the agenda, the board will decide in Washington about various edits as well to that agenda. So it's by no means a fait accompli, okay? So,
I don't have any information about anything that, an agenda for that meeting, so I don't know how we could discuss it, really, at this meeting.
I understand. All right, thank you. Hank?
Yes. I wanted to have everybody recognize that I was on the call. I've been on it for a little while. Didn't want to interrupt. B, I wanted to ask if the seating has proceeded or not.
Yes, the seating has proceeded. Yes.
Okay. So am I now seated?
You are now seated. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Richard.
I think I'm on the stack. Benito.
You were before. Yes, Benito, and then.
Well,
Richard,
am I going to get to finish speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hank,
I thought you were finished. Go ahead, Hank. Please.
No. Folks, I want to ask, why is there such a problem about the body as it is now, setting their own agenda for the legislation in D.C. Why?
Well, right now we're talking about a couple of agendas here. We're talking about the agenda for this evening, and then we're also talking about the agenda in D.C. So right now what we're talking about is the agenda for this evening, what we want to do this evening. That's what we're talking about.
Well, it should be pretty simple, seating an agenda for D.C., I would think.
Okay.
People, thank you.
So there's discussion about wanting to have a discussion about that. Exactly. All right.
Janet Coleman to the stack, please.
And then Kim to the stack.
I have Benito.
What are you doing here?
Richard. And who is that? Janet?
Janet.
And who else is that?
Kim. Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. All right. All right. Benito.
All right. Thank you. First of all, this meeting was agreed to weeks and weeks and weeks ago. At no point when we discussed and decided on and approved the motion to have this meeting and to seat the delegates or the reps, whatever, on during today's meeting, we never said, there was no discussion, not even a mention, that the only thing that we would do is seat the folks and then say good night. So any kind of argument about, well, you know, the notice of the meeting was simply to seat the folks is, number one, unilateral, and two, and basically more fundamentally just simply bogus. So that's point number one. Point number two, Heather, you just mentioned in response to someone else's question with regards to whether work has been done on the D.C. agenda. You said that, yes, there's been quite a lot of work done by, I don't know exactly who you said, plus the, you started with, I don't know, I didn't catch the first part. The second part was the national office, and three, the folks in D.C. Well, that's very curious. Given the fact that Jim Brown and Lucette and Tony and I are all the four delegates or reps from D.C., I know that I can't speak for anybody else, but I know that no one has contacted me about
Benito, I'm sorry. Your time is up.
All right, so if I can finish my sentence, my question is, who exactly has the meeting chair been discussing this agenda with in D.C.?
We had to make arrangements with the hotel and so forth, Benito. That was it. And then other people in New York.
Well, that's not the agenda.
No. Well, it was, you know, in terms of, you know, having meals and setting meal times and what we're going to do about that, all of that. We had to talk with folks in D.C. about
that's
that.
That's not the agenda.
So, okay.
It is partly of the agenda. Absolutely it is. There's a lot to do in organizing an in-person meeting.
Point of order.
Richard, the point of order is, who is that, please?
Margie,
please. Go ahead.
I forget what you call it, but we have a standing rule that when on agenda items that we have two speakers for and two speakers against and come to a vote, and I'm not clear that that's what's going on here, and I was hoping that, anyway,
This is a good point, Margie. So we did have a standing rule, actually, that when we have motions on the floor, we will have two for and two against. Now, we do have two motions on the floor at this point, one presented by Lydia and the other by,
Kim.
Kim Kaufman, thank you. So, and that
point of information.
Substitute motion. And who is that? Is that Kim?
This is Kim.
Yes, go ahead.
My understanding was the two for and two against was only for procedure, not for agenda, unfortunately.
No, it was for agenda setting is actually what we decided some time ago, actually.
All right, well.
Thank you. So we do have two motions on the floor, and so we have to first address the substitute motion. And
have we discontinued the stack?
No, we have not discontinued the stack. I just wanted people to know that that's what we're discussing right now is really the substitute motion. But Janet, I had Margie, did you have another comment you wanted to make? I had you on my stack here.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So I have Kim. Kim, you made your comment?
No, that was the point of information relative to what
okay.
she said. I'd still like a quick comment.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Well, I will speak to my motion in that to discuss, have a broad discussion. I mean, first of all, which is why Heather put on the agenda that we would introduce ourselves, which we still have not done, and speak to things that people want on the agenda. Otherwise, I don't know what is on the agenda. I don't know what things are still on the agenda from the previous things and what the documentation is. For me to just say, oh, I want to put this on the agenda is just kind of not very productive. And for everybody to have a wish list of what should go on the agenda, we haven't seen at least what is on there, what still needs to be done, and that should be considered before we spend the evening talking about an agenda that's separate from the agenda that's already being prepared. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Janet, were you on?
Yes, I was, and I want to say this.
This is Janet Coleman is speaking.
Yes. I want to say that one of the members has repeatedly asked you for your role in your leadership role in this organization, how you have the right or whatever, how come you come by these powers to lead us towards an agenda that we all will vote on and participate in. I think it would be very helpful for this body, and so this question does not keep being repeated and expressed as a point of information for hours on end, for you to say what it is that characterizes the role of the chair as expressed in our bylaws and as expressed by Robert's rules, so it is ultimately and completely clear to everyone on this body what a chair is and what is chairing and what is just delaying a meeting.
Thank you, Janet.
We are this foundation. You may be very indignant about it and its workings, everybody, but we are it. You better get that through your head now.
Richard was on the stack.
Thank you, Janet. I have you on the stack. Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
Is my turn?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I think it was Lawrence had said something about the Robert's rules said that the board can put anything on the agenda, and to an extent that's true. However, there's also a CPB rule or whatever it's called that when you notice the meeting, and I think that may be in Robert's too, when you notice the meeting, you notice what the meeting is going to be about, and you have to stay on that. In other words, if you say we're going to talk about trains, you can't talk about planes. It specifically says what you're going to be talking about. Now, I think that probably these two motions are close enough to it that it's okay, but I think that y'all need to understand that you just can't talk about anything, because what we noticed is about seating is just merely seating the board. And we're trying to do the right thing with CPB and be right with our notices. And we've had to work on that lately, and so I think we need to pay attention to that. And like I said, I think both these motions are close enough for this, but please pay attention to that. Thank you.
I have a point of order.
Yes, thank you.
We do not have officers. Heather, you cannot chair this meeting. We don't have officers. We can't just go on forever unless we start to elect something to do tonight regarding our officers. So I make a motion that we adjourn, okay? This is absurd. This is going to go on forever and go nowhere. We've seated. We've taken roll. This is pointless.
Carolyn, I second the motion.
That we adjourn.
And I object. Benito, I object, and I'm also
Heather,
on the stack.
Take a vote. Heather,
I'm sorry, there's an objection.
So
you have to take a vote on the motion to adjourn.
Yes, we'll take a vote. Yes, we will do that. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, would you please take a vote on this motion to adjourn?
Okay. Edward Seegert?
No.
No. Colgren, Janet Kay?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes Roman?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King? I don't think she's on the call. Norman?
No.
No. Arqueta?
Who did you call?
He's trying to say Rodrigo's last name, Agueta.
Oh, Agueta. Rodrigo. Mm-hmm.
Arqueta? Rodrigo, are you on the call?
I'm on the phone, yeah.
How do you vote on this?
No.
I'm sorry?
No. I said no.
No, okay, got it. Thank you. Razan?
No.
No. Kaufman?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
No.
No. Casanova?
No.
No. Lamb?
Clarify for me exactly what we're voting on again.
Whether to adjourn or not.
Whether it's whose turn?
Whether to adjourn. Whether to adjourn.
Okay, I got it. Okay. No.
No. Ryder? George, you there?
No.
No. Okay. Uzel, no. Burden?
Yeah.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. That's all in it. Okay.
Lane Ewart.
She's not here.
You got to call her name, though.
Lane Ewart. 4-14-1.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The motion failed.
Point of information, point, now we have to elect officers. I mean,
Madam Chair.
Chair, I just call for a point of order.
Yes. That's Lawrence Reyes, I think. Yes, go ahead.
When does a motion to adjourn take precedent over two motions that are already on the floor? Can you explain it, please?
Thank you for your comment. I'm going to ask for some of the Robert's Rules experts on the call to comment on that.
A motion to adjourn.
Pardon me?
This is George.
Takes precedence, I believe. Yeah.
That's right. Motion.
That's right.
Thank you very much. So is there, there was a point of information, is that correct?
No, I have a point of procedure.
Point of procedure, thank you.
We are discussing what is to be on the agenda tonight. People must, the chair must require that speakers adhere to that subject. That is the only subject before us. And
once we
have decided on the agenda, which we should be voting on any second now because we get two speakers for and two speakers against and then we move to a vote, then we'll go move on and we'll get to get out of this morass. But they're really...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And there are two motions on the floor.
Yes, we have two motions. We have the substitute motion, and then we have the motion presented by Lydia Brazan. So
okay.
I'd like to ask that we vote on the substitute motion.
Point of information, Heather, we have to elect officers. If we're going to carry on...
Excuse me.
and do anything
Excuse me, Benito. How does this person begin to start talking just like that?
Point of information.
Right, and she and you have to be recognized by the chair.
You do have to
Serene with a point of order, please.
Yes, your point of order.
Serene with a point of order, please.
Yes.
Are you acknowledging?
Point of order, Kim. I think I was first to say point of order.
Kim, have you finished your point of order?
No, I did not.
If you have it, please say your point of order, and then I'll go to Serene. Thank you.
If we're going to carry on all this business and votes, other than just introducing ourselves and being seated, we need to elect officers.
Thank
you.
You
guys are termed out. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. So it's true.
Point of order, Chair, but not true.
So we chose not to adjourn the meeting. So given that, then if we're going to continue this meeting, as Kim says, we have to select our pro tem officers of the board. So,
point of information.
Yes, the point of information.
I'm so sorry. I had a point of order, Heather. I thought I was recognized.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, your point of order is?
Yeah, it's kind of important to keep track. You need to remind, I would ask you to remind all members, as I think Benito has endeavored to remind you before, that they cannot simply say point of order or point of information and begin speaking regardless of whatever else is happening. They have to wait until they're recognized. Using the words point of order to leap ahead of everyone else, regardless of what's happening, that's not how that works. That's a point of disorder.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. All right. Now, as Kim was saying, that if we're going to proceed any further on this evening, we will need to select...
Point of order.
Point of order. Yeah, and point of order
as well. Who's asking for the point
George.
Of order? George, go ahead.
Are you ruling in favor of her point of order that we actually do have to go and elect officers tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Then I challenge the decision of the chair.
I want to challenge the decision of the chair, and I'd like to speak to it.
Yes, go ahead.
We opened this meeting with the chair. The chair is continuing. There is no need or, in fact, any way to elect officers of the foundation at this point. We have to go to a secret ballot, and there's no way to do that on the phone. But that's sort of beside the point. The point is... This is a legal meeting. All that's really being discussed is the agenda, and the chair pro tem effectively is Heather, and there's no need to go any further with that.